you. Don't point no finger at me like you do. No tears, damn it, pointing back at you. Lie down. Lie down.
On a powerless plane and watch your feet in hand shackled to a towering crane. And we'll like history needs some riddling. Like misery sees your system as accessory for pillaging, meant to be the end of it. Whether you immigrant or children slaves. Vous êtes sur les ondes de sécurité à Montréal, c'est le 90.3 et on est en direct du Salon du livre anarchiste au Centre d'éducation populaire de la Petite-Bourgogne et de Saint-Henri. Et bienvenue sur les ondes de sécurité au Salon du livre anarchiste.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is a live broadcast from the annual Anarchist Book Fair. Stop by today or tomorrow at CEDA, located at 2515 Rue Delisle, or Georges Vanier Cultural Center, located at 2450 Rue Workman. The workshops tomorrow look great, so I do encourage you to stop by.
Pendant les deux prochaines heures, les membres de sécurité feront une diffusion en direct au menu des entrevues, des tables rondes avec des participants du Salon du livre anarchiste. Et pour commencer, j'ai le plaisir d'avoir avec moi deux organisateurs de l'événement qui a lieu aujourd'hui toute la journée et toute la journée demain. Alors, Fred et Jeanne, bienvenue à l'émission.
Allô. Bonjour.
Pour commencer, décrivez-nous ce qui se passe cette fin de semaine.
En fait, le Salon du livre anarchiste, c'est un événement qui se passe chaque année, qui s'adresse aux anarchistes, mais aussi évidemment aux personnes qui ne s'identifient pas comme anarchistes, mais qui sont curieux et curieuses d'en apprendre plus sur le sujet. Et pour l'occasion, on a d'abord des gens qui viennent pour qui viennent diffuser des textes, des livres sur l'anarchisme, mais aussi sur d'autres sujets divers. Il y a aussi des ateliers puis des présentations toute la fin de semaine de 11h à 5h aujourd'hui et demain. Il y a aussi une exposition d'art qui s'appelle Art et anarchie, où on essaie de diffuser des œuvres d'art d'artistes montréalais, québécois et d'ailleurs aussi qui diffuse des idées anarchistes. Puis on a aussi une salle de film toute la fin de semaine.
Merci pour dire que c'est un grand point de rencontre pour du monde qui vient de partout à l'Amérique du Nord, puis du monde de partout au Québec. Donc, on est tous et toutes réunis ici pour parler de l'anarchisme, et puis aussi pour se rencontrer entre nous comme amis, comme camarades. Donc, oui, c'est un bon week-end.
Fred, comment on organise ça, un salon du livre anarchiste?
Oh, c'est une tâche énorme, en fait. On est un collectif de 6 personnes à ce moment, quelques fois plus, quelques fois moins pendant l'année. Mais on commence dans le mois de juillet. Donc, c'est effectivement un travail de 11 mois pour organiser le salon. Mais on se réunit souvent, on choisit des ateliers, on écrit un mille d'emails. Mais chose à souligner que c'est parce que c'est un collectif anarchiste, on prend une décision par consensus, on essaie de nous régler dans une façon anti-hiérarchique, puis d'être égal entre nous-mêmes quand on fait des décisions.
Puis, Jeanne, tu disais au début que le Salon du livre anarchiste a lieu chaque année. Est-ce que ça fait longtemps que ça existe?
Oui, ça fait depuis l'année 2000. Donc, c'est la 13e année cette année. Wow. Depuis plusieurs années, c'est au CEDA puis au Centre culturel Georges Vanier. Mais avant, ça a été dans d'autres lieux. Donc, oui, c'est un événement qui existe depuis longtemps puis qui, chaque année, réunit des centaines de personnes qui viennent discuter puis réfléchir sur l'anarchisme.
pourquoi est-ce que le Salon du livre anarchiste est un événement extraordinaire?
Plusieurs raisons. Je dirais un, parce que c'est beaucoup de fun. C'est pas seulement comme les enjeux très sérieux. Si un sac d'enfants qui font de la bricolage toute la journée, jouent au parc, c'est un bon moment de jaser entre nos amis. Mais je dirais l'autre chose qui est exceptionnelle du salon, c'est que c'est un événement où on essaie de le faire le plutôt accessible que possible, dans le sens que c'est accessible aux personnes en fauteuil roulant, mais aussi dans le sens que on essaie de créer un espace de bilinguisme entre du monde de l'Amérique du Nord anglophone puis des Québécois et Québécoises, pour qu'on puisse générer un mouvement avec des liens entre des groupes culturels.
Ouais, puis j'ajouterais que c'est assez rare dans l'année. On est souvent pris dans l'action puis dans nos luttes, puis c'est rare qu'on ait le temps de se réunir puis de réfléchir. Puis en tout cas, moi, j'entends souvent au salon les gens dire, comme être toujours surprise à quel point il y a des gens qui sont là, à quel point il y a des militantes, à quel point il y a des anarchistes. Puis les gens, ils se disent, ils sont où ces gens-là toute l'année? Tu sais, souvent, c'est dur d'être en contact, on est prise dans nos luttes, puis c'est un bon moment pour se réunir.
D'un point de vue personnel, pas nécessairement en tant qu'organisateur du salon, mais c'est quoi pour vous l'anarchisme?
Ben, l'anarchisme, c'est un courant de pensée, pour être vraiment générique, là, c'est un courant de pensée qui promouvoit un idéal de vie sans autorité, sans État d'abord. Mais pour moi, plus précisément, ben, je pense que c'est un courant qui est intéressant à découvrir parce que c'est pas un courant dogmatique qui regroupe plusieurs tendances différentes, puis qui a pas un idéal fixe, qui a un objectif mouvant. Qu'on découvre dans la lutte, dans l'action. Puis je pense que c'est pour ça que c'est charmant, avec raison, puis que c'est aussi diversifié, que ça rejoint plein de gens différents.
Oui, c'est ça pour moi aussi. Comme l'anarchiste, c'est un grand tente, dans le sens qu'il y a plusieurs tendances, parfois des chicanes entre les tendances, mais au fond, l'anarchie, c'est une idéologie qui se fait dans le processus, dans la lutte. Donc, c'est pas comme trop idéologique dans le sens que on n'a pas comme un texte qu'on suit ou une penseur ou un philosophe, mais c'est nous-mêmes les philosophes, c'est nous-mêmes du monde qui est dans la lutte. Donc, c'est ça l'anarchie pour moi.
Donc, on est au Salon du livre anarchiste à Montréal qui se passe toute la fin de semaine. Je suis avec deux des organisateurs, Fred et Jeanne. Vous êtes toujours sur les ondes de sécurité. Ma dernière question, parlez-nous des ateliers qui vous excitent particulièrement.
Ce matin, on avait déjà un bon atelier de réfléchir sur la lutte étudiante et les perspectives anarchistes là-dessus, dans le sens que lutte étudiante, est-ce que c'est égal à lutte libertaire? Est-ce qu'il y a des courants libertaires au sein du mouvement? C'est quoi la grève pour nous comme anarchistes? Mais en fait, il y a plusieurs, on a presque 30 ateliers, je pense. Donc, il y a quelques-uns qui touchent sur des aspects historiques des mouvements au passé. Il y a quelques-uns qui touchent sur les luttes autochtones actuellement, ici en Amérique du Nord, mais d'ailleurs aussi. Il y a plusieurs, et pour moi, ils sont tous excitants.
Ouais, puis aussi cette année, on a une salle pour les parents puis les enfants, donc un endroit pour que les parents anarchistes se réunissent puis réfléchissent à des... ben, c'est ça, à leur position dans la lutte, puis à l'éducation, puis tout ça. Pour moi, ça, c'est particulièrement excitant. Puis aussi, ben, comme chaque année, moi, je suis emballée par les ateliers d'introduction à l'anarchisme qui se donnent les deux jours, donc c'est ça.
Merci beaucoup pour l'entrevue, Jeanne et Fred, deux des organisateurs du Salon du livre anarchiste qui a lieu au CEDA à Montréal toute la fin de semaine, toute la journée aujourd'hui, toute la journée demain et pendant les deux prochaines heures sur les ondes de sécurité, une diffusion spéciale en direct du Salon du livre anarchiste. Merci beaucoup à vous deux.
Merci.
Vous écoutez Sécurité 90.3 FM. Est-ce qu'on va à une chanson? On écoute une chanson.
J'ai mal dormi, une nuit agitée, fait chier hier à la télé. J'ai vu une femme, la quarantaine, passer, pleurer devant une caméra. s'excuser d'avoir volé pour manger. Mais c'était ça, ou les sacs bleus sur le pavé. En quelle année on est? Alors comment ça se fait? Connaître brise ses principes par dignité, coincé à culer, pas le temps ni la place pour se tourner. Alors on joue des drames à guichet fermé. Le mal compte ses licenciés, licenciés plus de boulot dur. Négo tranché au couteau, réduit au travail au black. Faut bien faire chauffer les fourneaux, journaux épluchés. Rien de nouveau, job rare, toujours le métro. Très tôt, mais plus vers le bureau. La NPE tel un bourreau, accueille les victimes. Pauvre gogo, devenu inutile, tel un mannequin devenu trop gros. Morale à zéro. Finir au boulot, pendant que les femmes dans les paroisses prient. Certains appellent ça la poisse, d'autres appellent ça la vie.
Si j'avais su toutes mes embrouilles, j'ai pas voulu.
Si j'avais su, j'aurais bu le calice jusqu'à la ligne.
Si j'avais su combien un père est cher, je l'aurais jamais déçu.
Certains appellent ça la poisse, d'autres appellent ça la vie.
Si j'avais su toutes mes embrouilles, j'ai pas voulu.
Si j'avais su, j'aurais bu le calice jusqu'à la ligne.
Si j'avais su combien un père est cher, je l'aurais jamais déçu.
Certains appellent ça la poisse, d'autres appellent ça la vie. L'envie c'est comme un grain dans l'œil, seul les saints, l'autre est serein, pense à demain. Dans un patelin infesté de requins, le bien perd du terrain, les jeunes perdent un pied dans le purin. Ça crème et au sein d'un essaim, le pouvoir est divin. Certains essayent de bosser, en vain éreinté, l'esprit s'éteint, comme les sourires le matin. Déjà dégoûté, le pétrin fouille chaque recoin, les gamins tracassent, les mères plus de câlins. Tout ça pour finir plein de soucis, aigri oublie les kinder surprises. Depuis la nuit du premier délit, briser une vitre, faire le fil, piquer une tire, quel avenir pour un gosse de 10 piges. La geôle vient vite, pire à 20 ans, pousser un dernier soupir, prendre des risques pour survivre. Tu crois que les mecs font ça pour le plaisir? Grandir et franchir la ligne par nécessité, courir pour pas tomber, courir pas pour fuir, courir pour ne plus subir, courir pour s'en sortir avec fierté, la fierté, dernier rempart, le carburant, l'or noir qui ne dit mot qu'on sent. Alors pour elle, je l'ouvre, il n'est jamais trop tard. Les cris résonnent dans l'estomac, l'espoir passe le pas de la porte, le cœur plein d'ambition, on porte un tigre dans les bras. Le paternel rentre exténué, mange et vont se coucher, pas le temps de parler, les 3-8 ne font pas de quartier délaissé. La vie d'un gosse ressemble à la flamme d'une bougie dans un courant d'air, un cierge brûle. Au nom du père, les fils subsistent, tant bien que mal. Et s'il faut sévir, si soit-il, un pas s'entraîne, que Dieu le bénisse. La grisaille pèse, il faut montrer patte blanche pour un appart, sinon désolé, vous arrivez trop tard, déjà loué, blessé. T'as plus qu'à repartir, humilié. Les gens s'étonnent qu'il y ait tant d'agressivité, eux n'en supporteraient pas la moitié. Pour leurs enfants, les femmes, havre de paix dans les paroisses prises. Certains appellent ça la poisse, d'autres appellent ça la
si
vie.
Si j'avais su, toutes mes embrouilles, j'ai pas voulu.
Si j'avais su, j'aurais bu le calice jusqu'à la ligne.
Si j'avais su combien un père est cher, je l'aurais jamais déçu.
Certains appellent ça la poisse, d'autres appellent ça la vie.
Si j'avais su toutes mes embrouilles, j'ai pas voulu.
Si j'avais su, j'aurais bu le calice.
Si j'avais su combien un père est cher, je l'aurais jamais déçu.
Certains appellent ça la poisse, d'autres appellent ça la vie.
Si j'avais su toutes mes embrouilles, j'ai pas voulu.
Si j'avais su, j'aurais bu le calice jusqu'à la ligne.
Si j'avais su combien un père est cher, je l'aurais jamais déçu.
Certains appellent ça la poisse.
Vous êtes toujours sur les ondes de CKUT. On est en direct au Salon du livre anarchiste. Avant d'aller à notre prochaine entrevue, je voudrais prendre un moment pour remercier tous les gens qu'on a à remercier pour cette diffusion en direct de 2 heures. Alors tout d'abord, Funky Revolution, Khalid de Funky Revolution, qui est l'émission qui est d'habitude diffusée sur les ondes de CKUT à cette heure-ci. Merci de nous laisser ta place pour diffuser en direct du Salon du livre anarchiste. Ensuite, le Centre d'éducation populaire de la Petite Bourgogne et de Saint-Henri, le CEDA, qui offre ses ateliers, qui offre son building au Salon du livre anarchiste, tout le collectif du Salon du livre, ainsi que Liane, qui est à la technique dans le studio de CKUT, le Centre culturel Georges Vanier, qui est un deuxième édifice où il y a aussi des ateliers et une grande salle pour le Salon du livre. Et enfin, tout le monde de CKUT qui participe à cette diffusion. Everyone from CKUT who have been involved with this broadcast, thank you. We're going to go to a next interview. And stay with us, CKUT, live from the Anarchist Book Fair. D'autres ateliers à venir, en plus de la diffusion en direct. Sérigraphie pour la Révolution de 13h à 15h présentée par le Saint-Émilie Skillshare. Et plus tard, de 15h à 17h, il y aura une discussion, les médias autonomes, une décennie après Indie Media. Later, from 3 to 5, there will be a panel discussion, Autonomous Media, 10 years after indiemedia.org. Don't miss it. That's all in the Autonomous Media Room at the Anarchist Book Fair in the CETA building. So now on with our next interview. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, live from the Anarchist Book Fair.
Des prisonniers sont ouvriers, chômeurs ou sans logis.
And you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, broadcasting live from the Salon de Livre Anarchiste from the Montreal Anarchist Book Fair. We are broadcasting from 2 till 4 p.m. at the CEDA Center in the southwest of Montreal, where the Anarchist Book Fair is held every year. Hundreds of people milling around wonderful tables filled with alternative books, publications, pamphlets, reflections on anarchism and social movements, and popular struggles from here in Quebec and around the world. Our next segment is going to look at the relationship between art and anarchism. And I'm joined by four panelists. I'm joined by Ramzi Kanan from PM Press, which is an incredible publisher based in Oakland, California.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And Kevin
Kaplecki.
Kaplecki, excuse me, from Just Seeds. And you're based in New York City?
Yes, I am based in New York City.
Kevin Lowe from Montreal.
Hello.
And Larissa from the Concordia Co-op Bookstore.
Hi.
Okay. Well, Kevin, maybe we'll start with you, given our intro. First, can you maybe talk about, for our listeners who might not be aware of Just Seeds, just quickly, what is the group's mandate and what is some of the work that you do?
Well, Just Seeds is an artist cooperative made up of 25 different members. We are based in about a dozen cities, one in Canada, most across the U.S., and some in Mexico. And we are printmakers and artists and cultural workers that produce work for cultural, for social movements as well as for our own personal gratification.
JustSeeds.org, you can see tons of incredible posters. Sometimes you work on portfolios focusing on specific issues.
Yeah, we choose themes to work on, and ideally we like to work with an organization or multiple organizations to produce graphics that can be used in their alongside their campaigns. Our first portfolio we worked on was with Critical Resistance, a prison abolition group in the U.S., and did produce about 21 designs on incarceration.
Poster designs.
Yeah, poster designs. We produce a website for them that to make all the images available for download, so other groups doing similar work can utilize the imagery as well. Mm-hmm. The following portfolios, one has been on resource extraction, which covers a whole series of issues along with mining and deforestation and other issues. The following one after that was with a group in the United States called the Iraq Veterans Against the War, which was on a campaign that they were working on about sending soldiers back to Iraq and Afghanistan, so trying to retain those soldiers here in the U.S. and to raise issues raise awareness about post-traumatic stress disorder. And
one of those posters that said "War is trauma," I remember.
Precisely, yeah. And that's actually the name of the portfolio.
Okay. And resource extraction is of huge concern to people in Canada, given the tar sands and the massive campaigning, a lot done by anarchists across the country to challenge this, you know, very dirty process to extract oil in northern Alberta.
Yeah, we actually have two designs in that poster booklet that are about the tar sands issue as well. So
okay, we're listening to a bit of info about Just Seeds, which is a graphic arts collective based not in one city but in multiple cities across North America. You can check them out at justseeds.org. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is a live broadcast from the Montreal Anarchist Book Fair. Also joining us is Ramzi Kanaan. Good day.
Hi there.
You're with PM Press, as your T-shirt says. Maybe could you describe a bit about the work you do and your publishing house?
PM Press is a publisher who, in our own humble way, we attempt to produce ideas. We think that kind of ideas are important, ideas are critical, and the ideas help us change the world for the better. And they inform our actions, our thoughts, our philosophies, and putting those into practice. We publish on a wide variety of topics. We do history, politics, we do fiction, we do a whole series of different art and graphic books. We do film and media, and again in different formats. The idea being that we want to make the ideas accessible to folks in whatever way they are able and comfortable and possible for them to actually, you know, make do with them.
Yeah, pmpress.org.
That's correct. Yeah.
I read one of your recent books, which was called Moments of Excess, which I thought was particularly relevant right now in Quebec, given the massive sustained student strike. Maybe could you mention that book or any other titles that you think would be interesting for people, given the historic unlimited student strike here in Quebec that's really sparked a broader social movement?
It has, and actually the news of that is trickling to the United States where I live, and folks are certainly very kind of inspired and energized by it all. It's actually kind of almost making the kind of mainstream news here. The book you mentioned is called Moments of Excess. It was produced by a small collective based in the UK called Free Association. And they're folks that have been kind of involved for the last 15 years or so in what became known as the anti or ultra globalization movements. And they're using the lessons that they learned from different forms of mass movement organizing and how that in Britain was used in various ways. And so they wrote a series of essays kind of analyzing their successes, their failures, their mistakes, and how to go about organizing kind of on a mass level. And in many ways, they when they were producing the book, they almost thought that they were kind of writing history, so they're kind of analyzing it for when it might happen. And then, of course, just as they were writing the conclusion to the book, if folks here remember, last year there was massive student strikes in the UK. You know, spectacularly, they attacked Prince Charles in his car, and they smashed up the Conservative Party headquarters. So again, they in turn were kind of energized by that wonderful concept that actually history is what's happening now. History is not just something in the past that we look at and analyze. Mm-hmm. History is an ongoing kind of present activity. Mm-hmm. And as I say, the student strike here is similarly very inspiring, and hopefully we can look at the past and not just kind of keep reinventing the wheel as we kind of move forward.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Ramzi Kanaan from PM Press. You can check them out at pmpress.org. A great independent anarchist publisher based in Oakland, California. Speaking of books, Larissa, you're with the co-op bookstore at Concordia. Maybe in the context of Quebec and Montreal specifically, can you talk about, I know that you've been involved for many years in struggling to keep that space alive and thriving, and it has become really a central point for people to access independent writing and ideas. What's the importance of independent bookstores and cultural spaces?
I think that we carry PM Press. We have Just Seeds stuff as well. We actually have all of PM Press's titles. I think that it's important because when you're left with just sort of mainstream big box access points to information available in either media of books, CDs, DVDs, you end up getting like a filtered ideas. If someone is buying the items available and is curating it a certain way, and they're curating it for a pure profit idea, whereas with us, we sort of respond to the interests and requests we get from community members, the members of the co-op, and so our selection is very much curated to those tastes, whether they change or don't change over time. So, for example, within the co-op, our largest sections are on anything to do with feminism and gender studies, anarchism, environmental sustainability, media activism, and activism in general. So we also have fiction and other things, and yes, we have copies of Twilight secondhand, but, you know, someone donated those. We didn't actually seek them out. All that to say that I think that we're constantly sort of looking at ourselves, sort of trying to understand what role we play in the community, and if that role needs to change. And we actually just had a community consultation this week talking about that and the importance that we play in different people's lives.
And your website?
Our website is coopbookstore.ca.
Okay.
There's a dash between the two O's in co-op.
Great. Thank you. And a lot of the ideas you expressed about the importance of independent publishing and books are very relevant to this event where CKUT is broadcasting right now, the Montreal Anarchist Book Fair. You know, community-driven ideas and also action. A lot of the titles and artwork that we're looking at in this panel on art and anarchism relate to art being applied and growing within social movements. Kevin Lowe, you're a designer based in Montreal. You've designed posters for various social movements and struggles in the city, and also have your own publication. Maybe I'm wondering if you could offer any reflections on the role of art in the current Quebec student strike, and specifically your view as an anarchist artist.
I think that's been it's been very inspiring to see the art that has come out of this student movement, the creativity with which the students have taken to their protest, and it's all around. It's I mean, the city is red. The city has been painted red. There's been performances in the street. There's little patches that cropping up everywhere. There's the crocheted telephone poles all covered in red. There's a very, very strong expression. And I was actually having a discussion with some more cynical designers, I guess, about the role of graphic art and graphic design in social movements, and they were looking at the sort of diversity of stuff that was happening for the Occupy movement, and they were being graphic designers, you know, and talking in terms of branding and talking in terms of that. They saw that there was they're criticizing the Occupy the Occupy graphics that are coming out, aside from maybe the anonymous mask, which has become symbolic, for being reflective of the diversity of, I guess, struggles are included within the Occupy movement. But in response to that, I was also looking at what's happening here in Quebec, and I think there's been a very concerted effort in having a very diverse yet collective voice. And I'm personally very, very inspired by a group in graphic design students called L'École de la Montagne Rouge, which are the UCAM graphic design students. UCAM has always had a very, very strong graphic design program, and many of those students have decided to sort of form their own autonomous collective to create graphics and work for the student movement. And to be honest, it's the best work I've seen as a graphic design professor, as a graphic design practitioner, as someone engaged in that community. It's the best stuff I've seen that come out of Canada in years and years and years.
Well, a lot of those posters are referencing the Paris 68 imagery.
What's really been nice about it is there is this historical lineage of protest graphics. You can see the references to the stuff from May 68 in Paris and France, but you can also see how that has continued into some of the anti or alter globalization struggles, where we had groups like, again, French groups, like Ne Pla Plier, which had that very famous sticker, Utopiste Debout, which was which is really coming back and using those same sort of language, but also evolving it to contemporary visual language, contemporary issues, and really advancing and continuing that lineage of political graphics. So I've been very, very, very impressed and really inspired by the work that's being done here in Montreal and in Quebec.
Kevin Lowe, graphic designer, lowkeydesign.net. Kevin is designing and creating posters for social movements in Montreal for many years, an anarchist artist who is here at the Montreal Anarchist Book Fair at CEDA, which is in the southwest of Montreal. You can come and check out the book fair, which is just close to Lionel Groulx Metro. Address?
It's 2515 DeLille.
Thanks, Larissa. And this panel is taking place on the spot of Funky Revolutions that generally broadcasts on CKUT from 2 till 4 p.m. on Saturdays. So thank you to Khalid for allowing us to broadcast in this spot. And also thank you to the Book Fair Collective, Leanne, who is at CKUT teching in MCR, and the Cultural Center Georges Vanier, and the Centre d'Éducation Populaire de les Petites Bourgons de Saint-Henri. So thank you to all these groups and people for making this broadcast happen. Just a few more questions for our guests. We are talking now about graphic art, so Kevin, I wanted to turn back to you and Just Seeds a bit. Regarding Just Seeds, I think that often I've seen the posters of Just Seeds, you know, at anarchist events across North America. Maybe through your work with the collective, if you could give people a sense of this North American-wide anarchist design movement. I mean, that seems to, you know, there's designers in many cities. You talked about these portfolios addressing different issues like the Iraq War, critique on environmentally destructive resource extraction. These themes are corresponding also to activism that is happening. But maybe just give people who aren't aware a picture of this all these designers across the continent.
Well, I personally started producing a lot of, street interventions and street art and graffiti, and the Just Seeds was a distribution arm of a project started by Josh McPhee, and when he invited his network of friends to run it as a cooperative business, I was kind of on the list of a number of people that responded. And it's a reflection of the greater anarchist network around the continent of mutual support and mutual aid. Mm-hmm. And it coalesced because we all produce graphics. We all were printmakers, and there's not a whole lot of us out there, so it was easy to find each other, and it's been very, very helpful to have that group of support, and to be working with some of the people that have always inspired me. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
You have people in cities across the U.S.
Yeah, and that as a I rarely use the word, but as an artist, it's a pretty powerful infrastructure to have, because at any given month I have work exhibiting somewhere, or I have somebody distributing my work, in multiple cities all around the country. And we do a lot of solidarity work with other collectives from outside of Just Seeds, from Mexico, from Indonesia, artists from Europe, and we distribute their work in the U.S. and around North America as a means of like raising funds for them or just like getting exposure for their work. So we're actually going to be a project that Josh and I have started in New York called the Interference Archive. We have an exhibition space there, and we'll be working with a group from Mexico City called Sublevarte. We're going to bring them to New York and do an exhibition with them.
Amazing. Justseeds.org, check it out. Really some amazing content. I'm going to throw the last question to Ramsey. We're running out of time for this panel. With the Quebec student strike, and I know that you've been involved in anarchist publishing for many years, I'm just going to throw a simple one at you. Why are anarchist ideas relevant today to what we're witnessing, the Occupy movement, things like the Quebec student strike? Why are anarchist ideas important?
I think anarchist ideas have been perennially important because throughout time, history, and right up to the present, people are always struggling both to organize their own lives and perhaps more importantly to organize their own lives with the kind of pressing concerns of various authorities, hierarchies, and domination, which kind of get in the way of the rather common sense idea of anarchism and of mutual aid, that left to their own devices, folks are best able to actually organize things that benefit them best. And I think the students are, you know, providing that, a very admirable example of that in the here and now.
And are there any particular titles right now that PM Press has that you would suggest people to check out? Excuse me. Any particular titles you've published recently that people you think should check out given the political context?
Given the political context, I think the book that you mentioned, Moments of Excess, talking about social movements. We also published an anthology of fiction called Send My Love on a Molotov Cocktail, which, despite its exciting title, is actually an excellent way that through the kind of lens of fiction that you can actually talk about radical ideas and riots, rebellions and revolts. There's also a fantastic graphic book called Diario de Oaxaca, which is of a New York artist, Peter Cooper, who was in Oaxaca a couple of years ago when the teachers' rebellion kind of sparked off into a kind of statewide revolt. And it's his kind of graphic diary of being caught in the middle of that.
Oh, wow. Sounds fantastic. And people can find out more at pmpress.org. Excuse me.
You know, they should come to the book fair, or they should go to the Concordia Co-op bookstore and get them all.
And we're at 2515 Rue de Lille at anarchistbookfair.ca. This has been a panel as part of CKUT's broadcast at 90.3 FM. We've been hearing from Just Seeds Collective, Low-Key Design, PM Press, and the Concordia Co-op Bookstore. Do stay tuned for the broadcast. It'll be live until 4 p.m. I've been your host for this panel, Stefan Christoph. Thank you for joining us. And keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM. Thanks again, and shout out to Khalid at Funky Revolutions, and of course the Anarchist Book Fair Collective for having us here at the space. Keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM.